Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to the podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, where we can perhaps improve your spoken English and conversations or even business English. And this particular podcast has been recommended and prompted by something one of my students asked me in relation to phrasal verbs that we use in business English. I felt for sure that I had done one previously, but when I checked, I hadn't, and I hadn't anything on the, and I don't at the moment have anything on the website. So we're about to put that right. So for the next two podcasts, we're going to focus on phrasal verbs, particularly those that we can use in business English. Now, of course, like all phrasal verbs, they have a couple of meanings. And so many of them you can use not only in business English, but for the purposes of this particular podcast and the next one, we'll focus just on their use for business. Okay, so as always, I'm going to read you out the phrasal verb, then I'll try and give you an explanation that hopefully will explain it. Okay, so first, aim something at somebody. Break into something. Bring in somebody. Bring in something. Bring out something. Or bring something out, so you can use it both ways, split if you wish. Deal in something. Firm up something, or firm something up, again, split. Sign up somebody, or sign somebody up. Turn out something, and turn over something, or turn something over. So as you can see, many of those phrasal verbs actually split. So we either have the verb and the preposition together, or we can split it, the verb, and separate the verb and the preposition. Okay, so let me give you some explanations as to what they mean. So the first one, aim something at somebody. So from a business point of view, if you're in a marketing department and you come up with a new idea, you're in the retail sector, or you're in the mobile phone business, or in magazines, well, you want to try and target the particular segment of the population that you wish to focus on, young people or women or students, whatever it might be. So you aim something at that sector of the community. So for example, if you're producing a new perfume, then it may be aimed at women of a certain age. Okay, so you aim your marketing at women between the ages of 30 and 40. If you want to produce and publish a new magazine on men's health, you might aim it at those men who spend the time in gyms between the ages of 25 and 40, admiring their bodies in the mirror. And you want to talk about personal hygiene, personal health, and all those sort of aspects. So this new magazine, just for men, is aimed at that particular section of the market. That's the focus. That's the where you want your attention. Okay, to break into something. Well, when we break into a new market with our product, well, then we focus our attention on that particular market or that segment of the market. For example, the film industry in Hollywood want to break into the Afro-American market. They want to attract Afro-American viewers. Yeah, we want to break into this market. Or the Coca-Cola want to break into China or India, where perhaps they don't have a lot of sales. So they want to focus their attention on advertising, showing young Indian or Chinese people drinking Coke or asking for Coke in the local supermarket or shop. So they want to break into that particular market. It means they want to enter the market, perhaps with a new product. Or an individual wants to break into media. That's his focus of attention for his career. Oh, I'd love to work on a radio or TV program. I want to really break into that area. Yeah, I want to work in media, or I want to work in Hollywood, or I want to work in sports. I want to break into that section. Next is to bring in somebody or something. Okay. And again, here we can split it. We can bring somebody or something in. For example, you appoint a new sales guy and you give him his targets and you tell him your focus is on this type of customer, solicitors or lawyers or accountants. we need you to bring in new customers. We need you to bring in new clients. We need you to bring new business into our sales division. This is why we've hired you. You're the best. We need to get our sales increased. Okay, so we want you to bring in customers. We want you to bring in clients. We want you to bring new business into our organization. So to bring something in is to go out there and get it, to sell, sell, and sell again. Okay, so keep selling and bring in the business. Okay, to bring out something or bring something out again, another split between the verb and the preposition, bring out something or bring something out. So good example of this would be publishers who are bringing out a new Harry Potter book next week. Yeah, or J.K. Rowling will bring the new Harry Potter book out in the spring. Okay, or the latest edition of the Game of Thrones follow-on has been published, and they will bring it out in a few weeks' time to coincide with Christmas. Okay, so to bring something out or bring something out, or bring out something, sorry, is to promote a new book, a new magazine, a new product that is going to be launched on the market. Usually before Christmas, you get a lot of advertising when toy companies and toy firms want to bring out the latest product that they want to create a craze around, so that kids ask the mothers and fathers to buy it so that they boost the sale. So you'll see a lot of advertising on the internet, on TV, promotions where this new product, whatever it is, new toy, latest gimmick will be widely promoted. To deal in something, well, you can deal in art. So what is your job? Oh, I deal in art, meaning I buy and I sell art. But of course, on the other side, it can be not so good. I deal in arms, somebody buying and selling weapons. Somebody deals in drugs, again, not so good, and the police are chasing people because he deals in drugs. He's a drug dealer. So preposition in, verb deal, to deal in something. Deal in art, deal in fine art, deal in machinery. So whatever your specialization is, you deal in that particular specialization, and we use the phrasal verb before it. Deal in this, deal in that. To firm up something or firm something up. This often refers to appointments or arrangements or details, or indeed prices. So let's firm up a meeting next week, meaning let's make sure that arrangement is in our diary and we will be available and talk to each other 9 a.m. in your office, in my office, or over Zoom. Let's firm up the meeting now, okay? Okay, we're going to have this press conference next week. We're going to launch a product, but before that, we need a meeting to firm up the details. Okay, we need to know who we're going to invite, which members of the press will be there, how will we present the product, who will present the product, all those details. So we need to firm up on the prices. The price list has to be produced so that we can give it as a handout to the people attending our launch. Okay, so to firm up arrangements, firm up the prices, firm the details up, meaning to make sure everything is organized, everything is right, and everything is ready for our launch next week. Okay, then we need to sign up somebody or sign somebody up. And this can be in lots of ways. Football teams, basketball teams, rugby teams, whatever the professional sport is, they sign up new players on a regular basis. Usually they have an opportunity before the season begins, or perhaps a particular window during the season where they are allowed to sign up new players. So at the moment in the football championships taking place in Europe, many nations have a open window for transfers, and players are being bought and sold on a regular basis. So my club has signed up 3 players before the beginning of the season. Your club are hoping to sign up a few more players next week. So to sign up means to get them to join your team, play for your team, and get paid salary by your particular club. So We can also sign up a new employee. We can sign up a model for a model agency. We can sign up a film star to be a person who endorses our product. Okay, so they are signed up and they are under contract. To turn out something or turn something out. Well, companies who produce and manufacture turn out products all of the time. Ford Motor Company turn out cars on a regular basis. Tesla is now turning out electric cars. Okay, so these production firms have the 24-hour system where their lines are continuously turning out product after product after product. And in Hollywood and other film studios around the world, they turn out films, new movies for us to watch. Dell and other makers of hardware turn out computers to suit the demand of the market. So they turn computers out on a regular basis, or they turn out computers as and when needed. And then finally, to turn over. Yeah, so we turn over something or turn something over. So when we're talking about turn over, it relates mainly to the sales, the level of sales, or the amount of sales of a company in the particular year. We turned over $6 million last year. We will turn over $100,000 a week once we get this new product launch. Now remember, we're using it here as a phrasal verb. You can, of course, ask somebody, what is your turnover? But here, you're using it as a noun. So be very careful you don't make the confusion and the mistake between the noun and the verb. So to turn something over or to turn over something. So our turnover is the noun. We turned over 6 million euros in the first 6 months of this particular financial year. Okay, so they're the phrasal verbs, particularly aimed at business. Okay, let me give them to you one more time. Aim something at somebody. Break into something, like a new market. Bring in somebody, like a new employee. Bring out something, like a new magazine. Deal in something, like art. Firm up on arrangements. Sign up a new football player. Turn out a new model car. And turn over 6 million in a quarter or a 6 month period. Okay, thanks for listening to that. As I said, this was the first of two particular podcasts dealing with phrasal verbs and business, and I'll bring you the other one a little later. And as always, if you want to contact me, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and I'd be happy to talk to you and comment on anything that you have to add or any criticism that you may have. Okay, as always, thanks for listening, and join me again soon.